Z89.3, Aho's hit music Future and Wait For You featuring Drake and Tim started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on this Tuesday. Sean and
Rebecca Jane
hanging out with you up until 6 o'clock. For the next couple hours, though, we actually have a guest today.
Yay.
And his name I can pronounce. I like it. It's Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Welcome, Charles.
How you doing, Jim?
We're doing okay. How are you liking the monsoon weather so far?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I just moved down here from the rain, so I didn't expect it quite so soon. But it sure is.
Well,
nice.
You know, it's supposed to be more active this year, so maybe that's because you moved down here and brought it with you.
There you go.
We can blame you.
Absolutely. I will take all of the blame as long as I get the credit for the 360 days of sunshine.
Exactly. There you go. So we're going to be talking with Charles. Charles is a singer, songwriter. Does covers band stuff. I don't know the professional lingo for it, but he's a performer, and he's moved here to Aho, and he performs here locally. So we're going to get to know Charles a little bit more today. So awesome. We look forward to it. Absolutely.
Yes.
So stick around for that. Also stick around. Great stuff on the way. Got Zed. Also got Jason Aldean on the way. And much, much more right here on Z89.3. Right now, it's Uncle Cracker. It's Smile. It's Z89.3, Aho's hit music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Aho's hit music, Pedro Capo. And La Fiesta. Also heard from Jason Aldean, Blame It On You. What are you laughing at? Why do you make fun of me? You always make fun of me when I try to speak
Español.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's practice. It's practice. You know, I'm kind of a better husband every day because it's like practice, right?
True.
Well, every now and then. Okay. We also heard from, I said Jason Aldean, Nikki and Before, and Zed and Funny. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Mr. Charles, who has joined us on this Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, Charles, can you talk to more about yourself and how you get to Aho?
Well, I am almost as close to an Arizona native as you can get. I was born in Albany, Oregon, but before I was 6 months old, I was shipped off to Arizona to be adopted and grew up in Glendale. And so for me, Aho was just a great little town on the way down to Rocky Point.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice town. You have a lot of cool desert features in the area that I would come down and see. And so I've always been aware of the town. And I spent the last 10 years up in Washington. And when I was coming back, I was going to move to Vegas. And my son said, hey, let's restart life in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And Aho was my first choice. Took a little hunting in order to get the house that I wanted down here, but I got here.
You are. Yeah, you're here now. That's good.
Now you were here. So you were raised in Glendale.
Yes.
So West Valley.
Yep.
See, I had been in the East Valley, grew up in Fountain Hills, but also lived out in Apache Junction. Let me think. What high school is that? I went to Coronado High School. When I went to Coronado High School, that is when they filmed Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They filmed it at Coronado High School.
Yes, they did.
If I think West Valley, North Valley, I went to Barry Goldwater High School. At the time, it was new because we lived out in New River at the time.
Oh, that would have been brand new back then.
Yes, and we used to take the three-wheelers and go from New River and take them all the way to Black Canyon City back in the day when you could do that. It was fun.
Right on. I used to work for the fire department out there.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Started a cadet program. It's a great little town, too.
My first job was, now it's Ben Avery. It was called Black Canyon Trap and Skeet. That was my first job.
Right on.
Working down in the Trap and Skeet range down when they had the tournaments, and we'd have to load them by hand, and those things would shatter, those clay targets inside there. We had to wear all this protective gear. It's kind of creepy. Anyway, okay, we're not interviewing me. Anyway, so you're in Aho now. What do you do? I mean, you perform. Where do you perform at here?
Well, so far I have performed at Chevron.
So you just stand out by the pumps and start singing?
I sit down on the bench. And, you know, it's so much fun, to be honest. But I do perform at Agave.
Okay.
I've performed at the Country Club, the Aho Country Club and Golf Course.
Yeah.
And don't forget
nice.
That they are still open. They've
yes,
got
they
new
are.
Hours for the summer. So let's make sure we're getting out to all of our local restaurants. I hear that I'm really blessed that they're open this year. So
yes.
If I, any...
Yeah, I know a few of them are going to be closing in July, but they are out at the country club going to be staying open during July, so which is great. I mean, we got to eat.
And then hopefully I'll be playing the Choo Choo Club soon.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We've been there once. We have to go there more often.
I know. We got to go back out there again.
I know. We're getting old in our home.
We're not getting old.
Like, we're not going to many places.
You know, life does kind of get a little busy. Sometimes it's kind of nice to sit at home. But yes, no, we do need to get out more. That is for sure. And especially if you're going to be playing at Choo Choo Club, then we definitely need to come out. But you know what? He's going to be playing here in the next break.
Yay.
And you're going to be doing an original. This is going to be an original song that you wrote?
Yes, it is.
Which song? Tell us a little bit about it before we before the next break.
Well, this is going to be my introduction song. I'm going to be writing my album as a guy named Hooter Jones.
Hooter Jones. Why so, Hooter?
For reasons I can't say on the radio. I knew that was going to come up. And so we're going to be playing the Ballad of Hooter Jones minus the last verse.
That's good. We got to keep things, you know, FCC compliant. You know?
Absolutely.
If we were 40 miles south, you could go all out. But right now, oh, we're not. So, okay. So that'll be coming up here in the next break. So be sure you join us for that. Right now is January Jane, and I can't go for that. No can do. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, Eddie Benjamin, and Only You. Before that, Romeo Santos and Promise featuring Usher. Also heard from The Weeknd and Starboy right before that, Shaun White and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Mr. Charles, who is joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
All right, so this song that you're going to do for us, the name.
The Ballad of Hooter Jones.
Ballad of Hooter Jones. So this is your ballad.
This is my ballad.
Because you're Hooter Jones.
Absolutely.
So this is your ballad.
Here we go.
So I don't really think I need to ask the inspiration of the song, because if he wrote it for you, you're the inspiration for the song.
Well, my inspiration is actually just to go out and have a good time.
Exactly.
So that's the inspiration. That's my muse for this.
Wonderful. All right. Well, let's get to it. It's the Ballad of Hooter Jones on Z89.3. Agrees. I think, and you kind of get the gist of some of the things in the song that, yeah, there you go. I like it.
Right.
It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're really animated when you get into it.
Oh, if I weren't having a good time, the people around me aren't having a good time. And if I'm not having a good time and you're not having a good time, why are we doing this?
Exactly. Yes. Love it. All right. Well, more with Mr. Hooter Jones. I just want to call you Hooter Jones now because it's the Ballad of Hooter Jones. He goes by Hooter Jones. So more with Hooter Jones coming up here in just a few. Right now, it's Luke Bryan. It's one margarita, which I might have two now after that. So it's a Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Is my back? There we go. All right. See, an Unstoppable started off the 4 o'clock hour musically on this Tuesday afternoon. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Charles. Or I want to call him his other name, but it's all good. We'll call you Charles. We'll go back to Charles. We'll go back and forth. Anyway, so and your music and the style and all, who are you? Some of your greatest influences? Like, what did you listen to growing up?
All right, so I listened to, I was raised initially with classical and country.
Okay.
So that was back in the 70s. You know, the first album I ever bought was Glenn Close. Or not Glenn Close.
Glenn Close. Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy.
See, I would not have imagined that.
Yeah. Walked down to the record store by myself, 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
Quite proud. Spent my 25 cents on that first record.
On that Glenn Close album.
Yep.
Absolutely. Glenn Campbell.
Man, I wonder if she has a voice.
Oh, that's good.
I need to Google that and make myself look a little better now.
Did Glenn ever have an album? Anyway. So it's funny because my first album was Devo.
Oh, wow.
So with Whip It, it was New Traditionalists. I can remember the cassette. I got a cassette with a little Radio Shack tape player.
Oh,
That was my first sound system.
Yep. Built-in speaker.
Built-in speaker, right. So what would have been your first? I remember getting a stereo with a turntable. What was your first radio like? Or your first?
So, my first radio was that I bought for myself was the 80s, and we used to have this little electronics store called Fred Frederick's.
Fred Frederick's, okay.
And they were the original discount outlet electronics shop. And so I bought myself about a 44-inch wide boombox with four cassette players,
and
eight speakers, and I felt as cool as I could be. Until I carried it to the park and realized I didn't want to carry it home. So.
See, music, it's so funny because we're all of us here are 50 years old, so we kind of grew up. Yeah, we grew up at the same time. Well, you're not. Okay. Charles and I are 50. Rebecca's 49, almost 50. Okay, so there you go. All right. On my walls in my bedroom, I had big old speakers and I had the stereo system and all that. But my mom would sit there and compete with me playing her Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young while I'm sitting here turning up, you know, my Devo or, you know, because I was more into the alternative music scene. So we kind of have a battle. But music was just a part of our lives. We loved it. But I loved all sorts of music. So that's great. Some other influences. Obviously, blues. Who would be your favorite blues artist?
Probably Stevie Ray Vaughan, about the only one I've had exposure to. But you mentioned the little battles with your mom. And I have to say that my mom would try to have battles with
really?
Me as well. Oh, yes. But she listened to classical.
Uh-huh.
And so she put on the classical, which doesn't compete particularly well with Metallica and Black Sabbath.
That's true.
So I tend to win those battles. But those Black Sabbath and Metallica, as diverse as different from Glenn Campbell as they may be, those are two of the other biggest influences, especially at that time in my life where I was in my teens. I would go to sleep at night listening to Elton John and Jim Croce, John Denver.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These are guys that I just love their music.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'd say I have a reasonably radio airplay diverse background.
Radio airplay diverse. I like the way that you say that. That's great. And I would agree with that because I could sit there and listen to a Too Short and then sit there and turn around and listen to the Eagles.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's great.
Yep.
So Fantastic.
And so for those of you that would like to come out and see Hooter Jones live in person,
Mr. Hooter,
that set list that I play is going to be all of those favorite songs that you used to listen to on the radio. So nothing that wasn't in the top 10, and I guarantee you will all know every one of them and have a good time.
So when you go out when you want to go out.
Yes.
Is that pretty much?
By invitation only.
By invitation.
Oh, actually, my goodness, I am playing George's birthday party. I totally forgot to mention that. That's going to be August, I think, 28th. And I might grab my camera, get an exact date. I don't know if everyone's invited, but it's up at the RV park north of town. So it's not like she's stopping anybody.
There you go.
Now we are invited.
All right. Coming up in the next break, we're going to hear another song from Mr. Hooter. Charles Hooter Jones, Hooter. I'm thinking. I understand the Hooters now. I'm proud of you for that one.
I think my secret's out now.
Your secret's out. There's nothing wrong with Hooters. Let me tell you. Let's move along. It's Mr. Before Rebecca starts throwing a flip flop at me. It's Mr. Probs. It's Waves. It's the Robin Schultz remix. It's Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music, Shawn Mendes, Summer of Love. Also heard from Camilo before that. Walker Hayes, AA, and Mainskin, and Supermodel right before that. Speaking of supermodels, I'm Sean, and supermodel...
Rebecca James.
There you go. See, I give you a compliment. Don't say I don't ever give you compliments, baby.
I never say that.
All right, there you go. And we got Charles in the studio as well.
All right.
All right. So this next song you're going to do for us... The name of it.
Be Your Own Man.
Be Your Own Man. So what's the backstory on that one?
Well, I was adopted, and I ended up being adopted by not the best of situations, and I ended up with this stepdad from Boaz, Alabama, and he taught me how to be a man, how to make decisions, how to take responsibility for my choices, and so from the lessons he taught me, this is a song that I wrote for my son to pass those words on to him.
All right. Awesome. Look forward to it. All right. Here we go. Be Your Own Man. Is that right?
Be your own man.
There you go. All right.
Now, you do have to envision a cowbell counting me in three here, because that's the end product.
Oh, you always need more cowbell.
That's right. Exactly.
I wish I had a cowbell sound effect.
All right. Ready?
Well, ready when you are, sir.
Here we go. Young boy, daddy taught me right from wrong. He said, go be your own man. He said, it won't be long. He told me all his stories. Told me how he lived. He shared his joy and suffering till he had no more to give. And he said, son, go make your choices. Do all that you can. Don't judge those around you. Don't let them change your plans. Son, go make your choices. You're allowed to change your stand. But if you think you can't decide, be your own man. When I was a young man, had a wife and kids, I came across some choices, shaming what I did. Moving on can be so hard, but we control the pain. With every breath we have, move on, but the memory remains. And he says, son, go make your choices, do all that you can. Don't judge those around you, don't let them change your plans. Son, go make your choices, you're allowed to change your stand. Some of you think you can't decide. No coward of the county goes right in the sky. Tell me what I would become, or how to live and die. Tell another story, hang on every sound. I remember what you said long after you're around. Son,
Son, who made the choices, do all that you can. Don't judge those around you, don't let them change your plans. Son, who made the choices, you're allowed to change your stand. But if you think you can't decide, be your own man. Be your own man. Be your own man. Be your own man.
Very good.
Love
thank you,
it.
Guys. Thank you so much for letting me come down here and have a little
oh,
fun.
Oh, man, this has been great. I really enjoyed
yeah,
that one.
Yes.
All right. More with Charles coming up here in just a few. Right now, we're going to take you back in a day. Even Charles, I think you'll remember this one from way back when. Technotronic, it's Pump Up the Jam. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. That was Mana and La Prison. I think that means prison.
La Prision, yes.
Prision, yeah, there you go. All right. Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard from Sean Kingston, Eeny Meeny, Sean Ann,
Rebecca Jane,
along with you, as well as Charles Hooter Jones. He is in the studio with us as well.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, you know what? It's been so much fun hanging out with you today. We didn't know a whole lot about you before you came in. It's so great that you moved here to Aho. Yeah, amazing talent. I mean, from the blues song, that other song, you put so much passion when you're singing and when you're performing. It's just, it's great.
Thank you.
I almost wish this was like TV, so you could see the passion he put behind
yes.
it.
So, thank you very
much. It's great. I mean, I can see, you know, you're much more talented than, I guess, for Aho. So, I mean...
I've met some amazingly talented
musicians. No, there's great people here. I will say...
We want to have Vicky back here.
No, I'm just kidding. What I mean in all of
no,
that...
No, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Is that, you know, yes, there's an amazing talent here in Aho. Okay, I will admit that. But, you know, it's like... It's almost like it's too good for a small town.
The energy.
We're
I appreciate
so,
that.
We are so blessed in this town to have such amazing talent that is here.
Well, I'm not going to lie, because the reason I have that energy is because of where I live.
Right.
Like, I just moved here from what I consider one of the most depressing places in the world. And I don't consider myself a great singer, a great guitarist, mm-hmm. but my goodness, that energy is what I can
Well,
bring.
The passion, the energy, and it comes through.
We were talking about smiles.
Right.
Like, if you're not smiling, you're not at my show.
Exactly. You should have a big smile on your face. And it's all about just enjoying life, having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
So we definitely want to have you back again. We definitely, you have an open invitation. You know, we look forward to getting to knowing you more. And we just want to thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Good times. Yeah.
All right, let's move along. More music for you on this Tuesday afternoon. Here's Black Eyed Peas and Don't You Worry featuring Shakira. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County.